President-elect Donald Trump made significant gains in election wards around college campuses during this past election. It's Tuesday, November 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, an out-of-state vendor is now running Milwaukee's Section 8 housing program, and a kayaker who went missing in Wisconsin this summer is believed by authorities to have faked his death and fled the country. Joe Schultz has those details. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Republican President-elect Donald Trump flipped Wisconsin by making gains across the state. As Nick Rommel reports, that included big improvements on college campuses.
Election wards around college campuses had some of the biggest swings towards Trump. In a dozen wards around UW-Madison, Trump still lost, but he doubled his vote count from 2020. Thomas Pyle chairs the college Republicans at the school. He tabled on campus during election season and learned that Trump's economic populism resonated with students.
Students so often here are working in the service industry, so Trump's no tax on tips plan really spoke to them, and they were really interested in that.
Trump also made gains around Marquette University, and in the student neighborhoods around UW-La Crosse, he went from a 1,000-vote defeat in 2020 to nearly even this year. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case that could determine the legal status of abortion in the state. A Republican district attorney is arguing that following the overturning of Roe v. Wade, a 19th century law criminalizes providing an abortion unless it's done to save a woman's life. But in court on Monday, liberal Justice Jill Karofsky noted the law does not include an exception for a pregnant person's health.
I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state.
Liberal justices currently hold a 4-3 majority on the court. Wisconsin's attorney general says an abortion ban in Wisconsin should not be enforced because it's contradicted by other laws that were passed more recently. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin resumed abortions last year, citing a lower court ruling. Wisconsin Superintendent Jill Underle wants lawmakers to use the state's budget surplus on public schools. Underle's biennial budget proposal will include just over $4 billion in new spending. That money will include $300 million on youth mental health and $300 million on school nutrition. Underle announced on Monday she's also seeking an increase in per-student spending and the special education reimbursement rate.
The time is past due to invest in our schools, especially in this particular moment when we have a surplus and as federal pandemic-era relief funds expire.
In previous budget years, Republicans have cut many of these requests, but Democrats are confident there will be more support for public education. Democrats flipped 4 seats in the state Senate last week. The Republican majority is now 18-15. Ski hills in Wisconsin are relying more on snowmaking to adapt to changing snow conditions due to climate change. As Daniel Kading reports, that's according to a new study by Wisconsin's Sea Grant and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point.
Last summer, researchers interviewed 8 operators, or roughly 25% of the state's ski areas, to gauge how climate change is affecting downhill skiing. The study's co-author, Natalie Chin, says participants shared that volatile weather and shorter seasons have forced them to invest more heavily in snowmaking equipment and technology to adapt.
Snowmaking has kind of become a necessity in the Midwest, not just in Wisconsin, when it comes to skiing.
Wisconsin climate scientists have found that winter has warmed twice as fast as other seasons. Researchers say snowmaking and technology upgrades have increased operating costs that have been made worse by inflation and the labor market. Many ski areas are also looking to draw in revenue from weddings, mountain biking, or other activities in the off-season. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An outside vendor is now running Milwaukee's Section 8 housing program. The Housing Authority Board of Commissioners picked Florida-based CVR Associates to take over the program late last month. That's after the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development mandated the hiring of an outside vendor because of mismanagement. But some community members say they wish the board would have gone local instead. Milwaukee County also runs its own Section 8 program and was one of the bids to take over the city's. Jennifer O'Hear is an organizer with advocacy group Common Ground.
We were deeply disappointed to see that outsourced to a Florida for-profit company when there could have been either a compromise or the selection of the County Housing Authority.
CVR Associates will run the program for at least the next 5 years. And finally, a kayaker who went missing in Green Lake this summer is believed to have faked his own death and fled the country. Joe Schultz has more on the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office investigation.
Ryan Borgwart went missing in August. The sheriff's office found his vehicle at a local park and found a capsized kayak in Green Lake. Officials searched the water for 54 days. Investigators later found Borgwart obtained a second passport. An analysis showed that he replaced his laptop's hard drive and cleared the browser history the day he disappeared. He also moved funds to a foreign bank and was in contact with a woman from Uzbekistan. Sheriff Mark Padol says he isn't sure where Borgwart is, but the evidence indicates that he is no longer in the country.
Our investigation has many steps to take. It's a puzzle that we're putting together. We got many pieces, but we got a lot more pieces to find.
He urged anyone with information to contact the sheriff's office. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
What an interesting story out of Green Lake there. That's why we bring you all of the news from across the state here on Wisconsin Today Morning News. That'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Don't forget, we love hearing your feedback, whether it's something you think we could be doing better or just to say thanks. You can email us at newscasts@wpr.org. You can also leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.